This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, on this Tuesday, what are we seeing going on in the grain and livestock markets?
Well, there's pressure today. Not a lot of news. The only news is, you know, we had really good exports yesterday, Monday inspections, and we had three exports, three flash sales. We do have tomorrow, the Fed will announce probably another interest rate cut. It'll be the third one this year, probably just 0.25%. But South America is really pressuring the markets. Weather there continues to be good. That promises maybe another record crop on top of our record crop last fall. And just more than the market can deal with right now. Even though the exports were good yesterday, it's just not enough to offset the idea that we're going to have another big crop from the southern hemisphere. Corn really is a strong hand, but it's the beans are pulling it down today. But it's probably the best looking market because the exports are good. It's held on the charts. It's held the best. I think that'll corn move higher into the end of the year.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
March corn down 1.5 at 443.5. January soybeans down 5.25 at 976.75. January soybean meal up 30 cents at 287.20. Soybean oil down $1.10 at 40.62. On the Merck, February live cattle down 22 cents at 189.75. January feeders up $1.92 at 257.47. February lean hogs down 35 cents at 83.20. Pork cutout down 42 cents at 92.47. January Class 3 milk up 11 cents at 20.41. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. That's been Check the Closing Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.